The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Ariel joins us for Am I Wrong? Hi, Ariel. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
What's
going on with you, Ariel?
Okay, so my husband and I, we just moved into this really nice house about a year ago.
Cool.
And so I'm always cold. When I say always, I mean all the time.
Yeah. Well, you're a girl, so that's typical.
Exactly. I'm a girl. I have anemia, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So the thermostat, ooh, listen to me, I can't talk this morning.
No, I know, it's okay.
My husband put a lockbox on it so that I can't touch it.
Oh, my God.
I don't have the key, and I think that is just so rude.
Your husband put a lockbox on your thermostat?
Yes.
Like what kind of a lockbox? Okay, like a big metal lockbox?
It's like a little metal box. Like, I can't even break it, and he's got a key.
What?
Which he has hidden somewhere.
Okay.
That's so messed up.
What's your husband's name?
Nathan.
All right, hang on. Let's go.
That's horrible.
This guy's a genius.
No.
Let's call Nathan and find out what's going on.
A genius.
Hello?
All right. Oh, hi, Nathan?
Hi, this is him.
Oh, good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Good. My name is Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Listen, I just wanted to call and tell you I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
No,
yes.
That's not why we called, Nathan. We have Ariel on the phone.
Your wife?
Oh. Oh, hi, Ariel.
Good morning.
We
heard about the lockbox that you put on your AC.
Dude, you're holding your thermostat hostage. Is that true?
Oh, boy, this. No, I'm not holding it hostage. She just keeps turning it up. She keeps turning on the heat.
So you locked it. So technically you are holding it hostage.
So we're holding it at a perfectly fine temperature, above like 72, 73 degrees.
Okay.
Turning it up, so our heat bill's getting outrageous. And I didn't want to do it, but I had to take that extra step.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's right. You didn't want it, but she wouldn't listen, so you had to take drastic measures.
Yeah.
So did you mention to her before, like, I'm going to lock this thing so you can't touch it, or did you just show up one day and throw a lockbox on it?
Maybe I surprised her with it. I was at the hardware store, saw the lockbox, and I said, "You know, I'm fed up with this."
It was like an impulse buy.
It was an impulse buy.
I get it.
It's my house too, and I should be comfortable. I shouldn't be freezing all the time. I pay bills too. Like,
yeah.
You're so inconsiderate and mean, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Exactly.
Ariel, it's 73 degrees, 74 degrees. You should be comfortable. It's plenty warm in there all the time.
That warm.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Keep cranking it up.
Okay, all right, hang on 1 second. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. This couple needs some help. Nathan holding the thermostat hostage with a lockbox. Genius or horrible? Hey, Christina from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, great. What do you want to say about this battle over the thermostat?
This is absolutely insanity. This is absolute insanity. First of all, she's a grown woman in her own house. She should be able to adjust the temperature. And second of all, anybody who's cold all the time like I am knows 72 degrees is absolutely freezing for us.
That is pretty cold. I was thinking the same thing.
My husband is the same way as he is. My husband will drop that AC to 72 degrees at night, and we have a $400 light bill. And you know what I do? I put on a robe and I deal with it until he leaves for work. You don't put a lockbox and control your spouse like they're a 5-year-old. That's
right. It's so ridiculous.
But I mean, here's the thing. Like I feel like with the thermostat, like it's cut and dry. You set it and forget it, right? But I know that in my house, I'll go there and if someone's messing with it. Like, the temperature fluctuates.
You can't set it and forget it if you're frozen.
Why is his temperature request overweigh hers?
Because
she's not even in the house right now. Why can't she turn the heat up a little bit when he's out of the house?
Because it's cheaper.
Home, you put it back to a regular area and she can put a sweater on.
Right, but heat ain't free. That's the thing. I mean, you got to You got to pay
but
for the heat.
But you can put it up to like 75 and then it will feel much warmer than 72.
Right. Cha-ching, cha-ching, though. That's the whole point. Hey, thanks for calling,
Putting
Christina.
Putting it up to 75 is actually going to make it cheaper. That's not going to make it more expensive.
How is it going to make it cheaper if you're using more
heat? The colder it is, the more expensive it is.
In the summer, in the winter, it's the opposite, Megan.
Okay.
if it's running, it's costing you money.
I mean, putting it up to 75 and it's not running, I feel like it's cheaper.
Right, but if it's 62 degrees outside, like it is right now, and you put it on 75, it's going to cost you money.
It's like 80 today. Get out.
It is not 80.
It's going to be 80.
Don't you listen to Tim Tomlinson?
That's not even his name, so clearly you don't listen to him.
Whatever. Erica from the West Side. Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
Great, Erica. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
Well, while I understand the husband's concerns for energy bill, while he's impulse buying, especially on Valentine's Day at the hardware store, he can just get a space heater.
Well, but that's using money. That costs electricity, too. Now you're running the AC and the space heater.
Okay, but that girl's paying some bills, too. And he needs to be a little bit more considerate.
Right. I feel like they could come to some type of compromise setting on the AC, right? Because then it's like both people can be happy.
I don't know. Speaking as somebody who is in a similar situation, it's one of those things that's very difficult to compromise on. Because for whatever reason, women's body temperatures fluctuate way more. Like, I could put my thermostat on 74 and never touch it and be totally happy. But my wife constantly wants it to fluctuate.
Yeah. Well, that's not her fault.
Yeah, really.
I mean, whose fault is it? I don't know. It's not my fault. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Hey, Jessica from Lake City. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What did you want to say, Jessica?
I kind of agree with him.
You agree with him? Lock up the thermostat so she can't touch it.
I mean, I'm hot natured anyway, but I feel like, I don't know, there's blankets and clothes you can add on. I mean, I hate to break the girl code, but
Yeah, no, that's fine. You can be honest. Yeah. You can be honest. Honesty is the best policy, so they say.
I just feel like it's her house. She's paying money to live there, too. Like, it would be different if it was like, for instance, I live with my sister currently. If she were to touch my AC and she's not paying for anything, put some clothes on, put a sweatshirt on. But like, this woman is like sharing this house with her husband. She should have a say in what it should be, too, if she's paying the bills.
That is true. I do agree on that.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
It'll stay at this. Like, you're comfortable, I'm comfortable, we're good.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Megan. Is your sister walking around your house naked?
No, she doesn't complain, and she wears a sweatshirt, so it's fine.
Right.
Like, that's fine.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Sherry from Bostwick.
Hey, yes.
Hey, Sherry, what's your take?
Well, my take is that my fairly cheap husband was listening this morning, and he told me that the trick that Ariel has to go, it's Ariel, right?
Yes.
Okay, that Ariel has to do is when she's too cold and she wants the heat to go up, she needs to put like an ice pack on the thermostat, and that will force the heat to come on because it'll drop below whatever his minimum is that he has to reach.
So she can just put like some ice on the lockbox, and that'll solve her problem.
Exactly, just a little bit of ice, just wrap it around there for a little bit and force it back on. Or if she's too hot, she adds a little bit of heat, a little hot pack, and the cool will come on.
That's genius.
Wait, really?
She got a MacGyver it,
That's so sucky that she has to do that in her own house, though.
Hey, exactly. You know what's going to happen?
My cheap husband is recommending it.
All right, great. Hey, thanks
like,
for calling.
I feel her pain.
Yeah. Next thing, he's going to put a lock on the refrigerator so she can't get to the ice.
Yeah, right?
Melody from the South Side, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
Great, Melody. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I'm one of those type of people that is cold all the time as well. But instead of putting the heat up and wasting money that we should be saving, you can put on a robe and some socks and you'll be fine. Like, you can always do stuff to make yourself warmer.
Yeah. Yeah, drink some rum. That's what I do.
Right? Rum, hot cocoa.
I try whiskey.
That's why God made flasks.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Well, look, Ariel, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, if you can't control your heat habits, like, it's like you're an alcoholic. Like, you don't want to give an alcoholic, you want to lock the liquor cabinet, right? So heat is your alcohol. I mean, yeah, I'm serious. I mean, look, it's like, you called.
Yeah, right.
Do you think I'm wrong?
No, I don't. The people have spoken.
The people have spoken.
Ariel, we're not judging you. They're judging you.
Your
girlfriend like locked up the refrigerator and was like, you can't eat when you're hungry.
Well, first of all, my wife would never lock the refrigerator.
That just seems inconvenient.
Also, we have kids and they gotta eat. Anyway, look, it's not about us. It's about you.
Yeah.
So if you can't control your heat addiction, then it seems like this is, people are saying this is a you know, the outcome.
You sound ridiculous. No one has a heat.
No, it's
addiction.
Not. It's not. Okay.
I'm just cold.
You're just, I'm not addicted to heat. I'm just cold. All right. Hang on. Hang on one second. Look, no, it's not us. It's, never mind.
Yeah.
She's not understanding how this is working.
I know.
Maybe we need to lock up her phone next time so she can't call anybody. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.